was quite a game, yeah. Obviously disappointed to come out on the losing side, but yeah, I'm really proud of the guys and the fight that they put up. We knew how good Exeter are and what a good rugby team they are. And we knew when you make mistakes, they're going to punish you, and they did that today.
That yellow card at the start of the second half cost you a lot.
It did. It cost us not being able to exit and then missing touch and the yellow card. Just as the dominoes effect, you know, and they punished us quickly in 10 minutes. You know, the game completely got away from us. So, really happy with the fight that the guys carried on showing. That's a really good ball in hand team, as we said during the course of the week. And we knew that they can open you up like that on a fast surface. So, a lot of positives to be taken out of the game. A lot of positives. We scored 4 tries, which is always good. We want to score tries. We just got things we need to fix, beaten by a better rugby team.
Great start to the game though, real momentum.
Yeah, I thought the first half was really good, you know, good start to the game. The only thing I probably, if I was a little bit critical, is, you know, we do well to start, well, we score, and we let them back in again. Didn't deal with our restarts very well. But those are technical issues we can be really hard on ourselves about. But they're fixable, you know. When we got it right last week, Saracens struggled to play against us. When we get it wrong, we concede points. But there's nothing that's not fixable. I think if we didn't have a fight, if we didn't have, you know, the courage to stay in and go until the 80th minute and get 4 tries, that would be a much bigger concern, because, you know, that's something that's a lot more difficult to fix. I'm going to continue to back this group of players. I think they're a great bunch of guys, and I think you could see today that it matters for them to stay in the Premiership and be able to take on top teams.
A bit surreal at the end. It was almost as if it was the winning try, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, no, you don't want to celebrate a loss like that. But, you know, 4 tries shows good intent. As I said earlier, we know what we need to fix.
A few of the lads that you brought in today, Potheater came back in. Did that make it a stronger team for you?
I think his experience will obviously adds to the group. He's obviously played international rugby. He's captained the Super Rugby teams before. So, you know, the thinking around that, he was going to get picked against Saracens, and he had to pull out in the last minute. So he didn't really do anything wrong not to keep his place. And so I think he made a difference. Yeah, but I'm really excited about some of the youngsters. You know, I thought Ben Howard played really well when he came on. I thought Ron Bauer had another very good game, and some just great youngsters at the club, and disappointed to lose, obviously, as you should be, but some very encouraging signs.
Yeah, those first 2 tries, Adams and Humphreys, probably wouldn't have been in the lineup at the start of the season, or even thought they were going to be in the team.
Absolutely, you know, so they're just getting time in the middle, as they say, at the moment, and they're just going to grow with confidence, and they're going to get better and better, and excited for them, really happy for them.
And it gives you something to take to Northampton next week.
It does. Does it doesn't get any easier in this Premiership, especially away from home. Our big challenge now is to right the wrongs of what we got wrong, and mentally we have to understand that we can go away from home, and, you know, if we put in a decent performance, we've got to put ourselves in a position to be able to win games.